joining me in the studio, we have Nick Lillywhite joining me. Nick's the president of BATIR, an organisation dedicated to young youth mental health at UTS. Nick, how are you going?
Not too bad.
That's the way. Now, Nick, are you okay?
I am just doing pretty good today, actually.
That's the way, man.
I've had a good few couple of weeks.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier. You got something on your leg there. But
yeah, broke my leg pretty badly. I got bolts and plates, but I'm feeling all right.
Other than that, coming back, excellent. Now, what is the organisation? Tell me about BATIR.
So BATIR is a mental health organisation aimed at reducing the stigma surrounding mental health and increase the help-seeking rates amongst young Australians.
Yeah.
From the ages of about 15 to 44, it's the biggest health risk that you'll face. So for the majority of your adult life, it's actually your biggest health concern. It's really not talked about for how serious it is.
Mm.
And there's a big problem of people not seeking help when they need it. There's a huge amount of great resources out there and mental health services that really can help people improve their mental health. And there's a lot of people, it's a very common problem, and a lot of people who need help, but they're not seeking those services. And so we aim to educate people to identify when they need some support and give them the power to really look after themselves.
Yeah, and focusing on the youth aspect, of course. Now, of 30 Australian students in a classroom, seven, they say, will be dealing with mental issues, but only two of those 30 will actually seek help.
Mm.
Can you tell us why days like these are so important, the Are You Okay Day?
The biggest thing is starting the conversation. So one of the things BATIR talks about is that initial reach out, which is always the most difficult thing. It's so common for people to talk about their anxiety or their stress or whatever they're going through as suffering in silence.
Mm.
They often feel like they're the only one in the world that's dealing with this and no one understands and I'm the only one that has to go through this and there's no one to talk to. And that's the biggest difficulty in getting people to seek that help because, honestly, everything we hear, or time and time again, we hear people say, I spoke to my friend or my mum or my parents or my sister or my brother, and they love me. You know, they really care about me, and it was so empowering to have someone support me there, and that's not what I expected. Everyone anticipates this backlash that they're going to get shamed for it or whatever it is. And that's that stigma that people think if you're dealing with some mental health issues or you're stressed that, you know, you're crazy or you're odd or whatever. And it's really not the case. You know, people around you love you, and they want to look after you. And,
absolutely.
When it comes to dealing with mental health, all it has to do is start the conversation and go, you know what, I'm not feeling okay. That, you know, days like today, it's supposed to be about that, is that, you know, you can go to your friend and say, you know what, I'm not okay. And everyone, that conversation's begun is the main goal of today and why we think it's really important.
No, that's right. As you're saying, mental health is often a very personal issue and many young people might not be open to talking about their struggle. How do you get people? What's the secret to getting, especially a young Australian, to talk about their stories, their problems, their mental health?
So BATIR has five top tips. I've got to be honest, I want to make sure I get them right.
Go for it.
So the first one's look out. So if you see your friend acting differently, or he or she is not themselves, or there's something odd, you know, it can be simple, it can be minor, but you just go up to them and say, you know, hey, is everything okay? I kind of noticed that you're not yourself, or it seems a bit funny. You know, you don't have to talk to me about it, but if something's wrong, you know that I'm there for. You know that that's okay, that you can talk to me about that kind of stuff. Get talking, that even yourself, if you feel like, you know what, I don't feel okay, or something's a bit funny, and, you know, I wouldn't mind talking to my friend about that, that you empower yourself and go, you know what, it's really important that I look after myself. It's not just about, you know, saying that I'm not okay and I want to go help them, but they want to listen. Your friends and your family care about you and they want to hear about that. Listen up is also when someone comes to you and says, hey, look, I'm not feeling all right, is sitting down with them and listening. One of the most important things that we talk about here is sharing stories, that everyone has their own narrative and their own story that they're going through. Listen. It's really important to sit down and take in what they're going through. And that can be really powerful, honestly, just sitting there and being company.
Yeah.
Reach out, which is similar to look out, is I said, if you see someone who's not themselves, offer that helping hand.
Yeah.
And taking charge is a little bit about what I talked about before, is if you're not feeling okay, you know, empower yourself, really go, you know, I need to look after myself. I'm not myself. I really want to get better. I want to feel better.
Yeah.
You know, today's a bit of a stormy day, but the weather's going to pass. There's sunshine out there. I can really take charge and empower myself to seek that help I need.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Now, study has revealed that Australians spend an average of 46 hours of their weekly downtime at their TVs and digital devices, you know, the iPad, the iPhone, all that sort of stuff, compared to an average of only 6 hours engaging with family and friends. Is technology helping or hampering our mental health, do you think?
I think it's often quite subjective. I think often technology has been brilliant at being a coping mechanism for people. Often social anxiety is quite a common thing that people go through, and I think it's great that there's technology out there for people to engage socially without having to have that face-to-face intensity or that group setting. I definitely think as well that it does distance people, you know, they can stay at home or do their own thing, and that's not always the best.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely contextual. I think if you see your friend who's usually out and usually out and about, and they're staying at home and they're playing their games or they're doing stuff that, that is really isolating, then that can be out of character.
That could be a sign, yeah.
Yeah, but also if you see someone who's usually by themselves and is quite isolated, and all of a sudden they're kind of, you know, really out of character and they're kind of very boisterous, you know, that could also be a change that, hey, they maybe...
Something else is going on.
Yeah, or anxious or whatever, and that can be a question. Really, the biggest difference is what's normal and what's out of character.
Yeah, right.
Is an often indicator.
Very personal sort of things, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, some telecommunication companies have got involved with free talk or free text to support Are You OK Day. Do you think there's more corporate organisations that could be doing more to support mental health awareness?
Very much so. It's a big selling point at the moment, at least to the companies that I've talked to and internships and stuff like that they offer. They always say that you'll get mental health days. Westpac, for example, is doing that. It's one of the things they pitch. It's becoming more and more common because they're realising that's really important. You can't have people who are productive if they're really going through tough times and there's not that support.
Yeah.
You know, you can't concentrate, you can't work yourself, you're tired. All those all those kind of side effects that are common from poor mental health, companies are realising that it's important that their workers are happy. Of course, there's more they can do. There's always more in terms of health support. But I think there's a good change happening, and I think that just needs to continue. And when that happens, that people, you know, have their company that giving a mental health day, that you support them, that you say, hey, this is really good.
Yep.
This is an awesome thing. It makes me want to work here. It makes me enjoy my work.
Yeah.
Continue that stuff. If you see good behavior, really back it up and say, hey, that's really awesome. If your friend has said, comes to you and say, hey, you okay? You know, and you say, I'm all right. Go, you know what? Even though I'm okay, thank you for asking.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, what's your organisation, Batir, doing at UTS to mark the occasion today?
So today we have a cake stall.
Okay.
And we have...
Yum.
Run by Red Cross, so they're volunteering with us, which is awesome. And we have a egg and bacon give out at the main building as well. So
fantastic.
It's just completely free. Come along, come say hi. We've got our cards and contacts and stuff like that, so you can learn a little bit about how you can look after yourself.
Yep.
As well as, get free food. Cupcakes and...
Always good.
Cakes and bakes and... Yeah, egg and bacon. I'm a bacon guy, so.
Excellent. Now, we should also mention, if you are someone that is struggling and you can't sort of find help, one point of contact should definitely be Lifeline. You can get them on 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14, Lifeline's number there. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, ask a mate, ask a family member, are you okay?
Thank you for having me.
Nick, thanks so much, mate.